Pipeline company TC Energy says it remains committed to building the Keystone XL oil pipeline despite a U.S. Supreme Court decision that puts another roadblock in the path of the controversial project. The Keystone XL pipeline would run nearly 1,200 miles carrying oil from the oil sands of Alberta, Canada through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska en route to refineries on the Gulf Coast. First proposed in 2008, the project has pitted industry and labor supporters against environmental and landowner opponents. Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court let stand a lower court ruling that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had not adequately considered potential harm to endangered species when it gave permission for the pipeline to cross various rivers along its route. Pipeline opponent Jane Klebb says the court's decision will lead to a more thorough environmental review, which she predicted would say the pipeline should not be built.
Not only will the Army Corps now be required to look at the impact on endangered species, they will also be required to tell everyone what type of impact a worst-case scenario spill will have on our waterways.
Terry Cunha, a spokesman for TC Energy, the company that wants to build the pipeline, said the ruling, quote, continues to delay large portions of construction of our Keystone XL project and the thousands of high-paying union jobs that come with it, unquote. But he said the company remains committed to the project. Cunha said TC Energy will evaluate the scope of work on the project in the U.S. for this year, but in Canada, work will go on as planned. For NET News, I'm Fred Knapp.